from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Much anymore, man.
Swiping right.
Oh, man. Let's bring in River Island's guest line.
Double clicking the like button.
It spazzed out of nowhere in the Uber. It was crazy. Crazy. All right. Shasky, you remember this guy. And I remember when I used to have a Sports Illustrated subscription. This man was player of the year as a sophomore on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was a super sophomore, according to Dick Vitale, in his double overtime classic at Cameron Indoor Stadium against Duke University. Remember, Jeff Capel hit the half-court shot, sent it to overtime to go to double overtime. North Carolina ends up winning 102-100. But this play right here stole the show in regulation.
Stackhouse.
I can't believe, man, that was in 1995. We're getting old, Chasky. We're getting old.
I wanted the Warriors to draft him or Sheed in that draft. So I know they went with Joe Smith, and he had a good rookie year, but that's who I wanted.
I mean, I love Jerry Stackhouse, number 3 overall pick in 1995, and now he's the assistant coach with the Golden State Warriors alongside Terry Stotts. They're going to work next to Steve Kerr. They're on. And Jerry Stackhouse, what do you know? He's on the River Island's guest line right now. Stack, what's happening, man? Bonte Hill, Joe Chasky, 95-7 the game. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm great, man. Man, that's 30 years ago, man. Y'all still got that kind of memory?
Oh, my gosh. I swear to God, that's when I started loving North Carolina. It was you and Sheed as super sophomores. I wanted you guys to win the national championship so bad. I remember the first round, maybe the second round against Iowa State. You guys had to play without Rasheed Wallace. He had an ankle injury. And you guys are down like 16 early in the game, and you guys just came back and rolled. I remember that team like it was nothing, man. You were awesome, Stack. I mean, I can't believe you're coaching
now. Man, I appreciate it. Man, no, that was the Surge Wicker game. Surge stepped up big time in Sheed's absence. Sheed's ankle injury right there hurt us a little bit in the Final Four, but, man, we were still able to get there.
Nah, you guys were loaded with Dean Smith and company. Go ahead, Shasky.
Why did you wear 42? I always wanted to ask that question because, for a guard, it just wasn't – it's not one of the numbers that pops in your head. So I'm always curious, why 42?
Man, it was a couple of different reasons. Obviously, as I grew to knew, you know, more about the number and Jackie Robinson and, you know, that and his legacy and what he meant to, you know, all athletes. But, I mean, originally, I was just a big Laker James Worthy fan. And that was kind of that position that I played. I was thought of more of a forward when I was coming up. I mean, I was like 6'5", 6'4", in the eighth grade, I thought I was going to be a 7-footer. So I wound up being growing much more and wound up being a guard, but I just stuck with that 42.
Makes sense because Worthy played in North Carolina. Yeah, you're from totally. North Carolina. They win the national championship. And, of course, you end up attending North Carolina. And, of course, you were a 2-time All-Star, had a long NBA career. But now you're a coach, and you're coaching with the Golden State Warriors. And you got Steph Curry. You have Draymond Green. You got the banners up here. I always wondered, what got you into coaching? Because you did a great job at Vanderbilt. Obviously, you traveled to Toronto and Memphis. You coached a G League team. What got Jerry Stackhouse into coaching?
Man, it's crazy. I was actually going to watch my son when he was probably like in the 7th or 8th grade, and I was still playing. And I was just, I saw they were just rolling the balls out there to him. I was like, man, these kids at the age where they could really kind of learn the game a little bit more. So I got invested in it. So I really started in grassroots basketball with my son. And then from that, once I got an AAU program, and Brandon Ingram from my hometown, his dad reached out to me about him playing with me. And from that, we kind of got a a sponsorship from Adidas. Adidas asked me to take a team over to Treviso for the Euro camp. And there I was in front of some, you know, a lot of GMs and coaches coaching. And Masai Ujiri reached out. He wanted to add more of a player perspective to the coaching staff. And the rest is kind of history, man. A year after that, being on Dwayne Casey's staff, I was in charge of the G League team. We won a championship, went back to the finals the second year. So I guess people said he might know a little bit about coaching basketball. And from that, here I am, man. So it's been a kind of an unexpected journey. If you asked me when I was playing that I was ever going to be a coach, I would have been like, hell no. But I love it, man. I love being able to give back, being able to share all of the, you know, the things that I've learned from the great coaches and the great players that I played with, and now being able to impart that with, you know, being able to come in here and, you know, get under the hood of a dynasty, you know. So, I mean, I couldn't pass up that opportunity, man, when they reached out. So I'm excited as hell to be here.
Yeah, D-League Coach of the Year, Shasky Champion, and the SEC Coach of the Year 2023 with Vanderbilt.
Wow. That's some accolades. You brought up AAU. And, you know, I don't know, when we were coming up, it was different. You played for your park, you played for your school or whatever, and there might have been one AAU team.
Hold on, one
second.
He accidentally hung up. He'll call right back.
Well, I was going to ask him about the AAU circuit because, like, you just see a lot of rhetoric about American basketball, and I think baseball falls into this same category right now currently where there's this obsession with tournaments and games and accolades and winning every weekend. It's like, I got to win every weekend. And there's not the same emphasis on development, right, and fundamentals. All right, Jerry's back with us. You did AAU for a while, and I'm just curious your perspective on this. Like, I'm a big believer in, like, developing young players and learning how to play the game. And yeah, it's great to play a lot of games, but it doesn't matter if you win a tournament in Atlanta or in Phoenix or whatever every weekend. Like, are you getting better? Are you learning the intricacies of how to play within a five-man unit and things like that? When you watch the AAU game, as a guy who played on the highest level and now with all the coaching experience that you have, what's right about AAU and what's wrong about AAU right now? Because there are people doing it the right way. It feels like they're few and far between.
Man, you're speaking the gospel right now. I mean, I think that's the key, just being able to teach guys how to, you know, even in college or even early professionals, learning how to share the floor with other good players. I mean, I think most guys just don't realize that, you know, you're probably not going to be the man as soon as you step on a college campus or you step into a professional environment. You got to be able to learn how to, you know, kind of fit in and play the game, learn the nuances of the game. And I think that, like you said, there's some, you know, programs that do it right, but the ones that don't do it right give these guys, give the ones that are doing it right a bad name. But overall, I do think that it has its purpose. You know, most of these foreign countries, they have development programs built in for these guys that have a knack of being able to maybe play as a professional. We don't really have anything like that in the U.S. I mean, you're starting to see it a little bit more with the OTEs and, you know, the G League Ignite when they were around. But now I think, you know, that there's still some programs, man, that really try to get in these kids, make sure that they're on par with what they're doing academically, as well as, you know, not trying to play every single weekend, play every tournament, but play in the right tournaments and obviously teach the game the right way. So I do think there are some programs that are trying to do it the right way.
Jerry Stackhouse here on the River Islands guest line. Don't forget, you could get tickets today. Warrior fans, yesterday they started tickets for season ticket holders at 10 a.m. yesterday. Dub Club members as well. Well, today, Warriors insiders will have access to presale tickets starting at 10 a.m. with tickets becoming available to the general public at 4 p.m. Fans will also have the opportunity to purchase an exclusive Warriors NBA Cup mini plan beginning today at 2 p.m. The plan includes tickets to all Warriors NBA Cup games at Chase Center, including the matchups against Dallas Mavericks, a marquee matchup November the 12th, Klay Thompson coming back, and of course, Ja Morant, the Memphis Grizzlies, November 15th, as well as a home opener against the Clippers, October 27th. Go to Warriors.com/mini plans for that. Stack, what is your role going to be here on the Warriors team? You know, they have offensive coordinators, defense coordinators. You know, Terry Stotts is a great offensive mind. What is going to be your role here with the Golden State Warriors on this bench?
Well, I mean, I still think we're, you know, out of that. I mean, when I was talking to Steve and I was talking to Mike, it was, you know, more about trying to get some help on the defensive side of the ball, as well as just kind of, again, having a former player with so many young guys And obviously, I've just coming from an environment for the last 5 years where I've been, you know, really close and tied into this, you know, this Generation Z. they're a little different. not in a bad way. They're just a little different. And I think being able to have that experience the last five plus years, obviously, the grassroots stuff as well. We got a lot of young guys. The committee has got unbelievable talent, all these kids are moody. And just being able to, hopefully I played this position as well, so being able to share some things there. But just understanding that it's a process, it's not always given right away, and being able to handle those highs and lows, I think I can speak to that. But just on the defensive side of the ball, just being able, I felt like this team won, 46 games last year. Dre missed a ton of games. I just think with him back into the mix, hell, I may not even be here. So, obviously, Kenny got a job. They were looking to kind of shake things up a little bit, and I'm glad I got the call and have an opportunity to be able to help any way I can. And I don't feel like I'm limited to defense or offense. I've been a head coach for a while, so it's just whatever. We're gonna have our coaches retreat, in a week or two, and whatever assignment that I get, I'm just gonna try to do my best in it to help us get back to where to where everybody expects us and wants us to be.
Yeah, Stack, it is fun because, like, you're bringing up all the old school memories, and we're going down memory lane.
The ACC days.
All we think about is, like, the Warrior perspective, because I'm going to bring up something, and it might rub a little sore here, all right? So bear with me, all right?
Don't you go there, man.
You already know where you're going.
We believe. I've always heard it from the Warrior perspective.
67 wins, man. 67 wins.
I know. Oh, man. But, like, I've heard Stack and Matt Barnes and Barron, and I've heard so many different people from the Warriors, and Don Nelson for the Warriors. You were on the Maverick side of things, and I just think people forget how great that team was. Yeah. You had Dirk and Josh, and Josh Howard was a stud. You were coming off the bench for that team. What happened from your perspective in that series? Because before the championships, that felt like the championship for Warrior fans. Like, that was the seminal moment of being a Warrior fan for those that weren't alive in 75 when they won it all pre-Steph Curry. But give me the Maverick perspective, because you were in the deep of it.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was just one of those bad matchups. I mean, it was just a team that pretty much played with all wing players across the board. The Eric Dampier was our center. He's kind of taken out of that. Played Dirk a lot at the five, and then they put they were switching Matt Barnes and Stevie Jackson. Those guys were kind of getting up under him a little bit. And the thing about it was the kryptonite was really Nelly. Nelly had been with Dirk his whole career, so he knew, his strengths and his weaknesses. And, he played right into it, make sure those guys crowded him. And, again, they stayed home a little bit. They didn't just double-team a little bit, force him to make tough shots. And, it was just a bad matchup. We thought we had the year before the finals run, and then coming back and winning 67 games, just felt like we were destined to get back, and then we just ran into a bus. So, obviously Barron was unbelievable and a load for us that whole series. He just was able to get in the paint, made plays for those guys, and wanted to, what a lot of people look at as one of the biggest upsets, but probably not, because they didn't have anything to lose. They played free, and we did have a lot to lose because of the success we had last year and all of the games that we won in the regular season.
Do you remember Dirk throwing the trash can to put the big hole in the wall at Oracle?
No, I was probably throwing something in the wall myself.
But he threw this trash can in the wall, and I think he ended up signing a shirt, the We Believe shirt, that was hanging up there at Oracle Arena right out that visiting locker room. But that was a wild series, man. Is that one of your biggest regrets? Because we're talking about the 49ers. Yeah. I don't know if you're a 49er fan. Is that when you look back at your NBA career? Because you had a great career. You made All-Star great games, career. Averaged 17 points a game. Hell, I loved you at North Carolina. When like Shasky said, we wanted the Warriors to draft you, and you would go number 3 overall to the Sixers. But is that the biggest regret you had in your NBA career, that series right there where you guys did win 67 games and had the number 1 seed?
No, I mean, again, like I said, it's just there's things don't pan out the way that you want. But, you know, obviously, you know, I thought I should have been a number one pick too, just to carry on. Of all my NBA workouts, man, I killed this Golden State Warriors workout. I know I did. I was like, man, I'm going number one after this. But it worked out. But no, it was definitely. I mean, I don't really have any regrets, man. It was tough, again, like, but. You know, and then to see that them, you know, go to that next round and obviously not do the same against Utah. Man, I was hoping that they would win it on, they would catch fire and go all the way. But I think they left it all in that series, unfortunately for us.
Sassy, do you remember Sports Illustrated with Stack on it? I'll never forget Nick and Mel, because you guys started coming on TV on the West Coast. I remember you guys played like Georgia Tech, and you guys had the baby blue jerseys, and Dick Vitale's like, oh, he's a super sophomore, Stack out to Rasheed Wallace. And I'm like, who are these guys? I'm a young kid. It's like, dude, these dudes can ball.
That was when the Sports Illustrated
ACC was loaded. I mean, Maryland, Duke,
ACC.
Wake Forest,
come on.
Georgia Tech.
Come
there was
on.
No easy games in that conference. And then that tournament was so sick. Like the ACC tournament, whether it's in Greensboro, whatever it was, we live for it out here on the West Coast. And the Sports Illustrated came in the mail, and it was you on the cover, mm-hmm. and you were the player of the year. And I was like, the Warriors got to get that guy. Oh, yeah, I know you got that, man. You got that on the wall somewhere, right, Stack?
Oh, no doubt, man. I see those a lot with all of the, you know, the fans bringing those up to get signed and whatnot, man. It was definitely a lot of fun time. I mean, it all just kind of happened fast, man. My earliest thought of probably going to the, you know, my hero was Michael Jordan, and he left after his junior year. So I thought there was no way I would, you know, leave anything, you know, before my junior year. And my mom got sick. She had got diagnosed with cancer. And obviously everybody was saying that I would possibly be a top three pick. And I mean, I, you know, had that conversation with Coach Smith, and Coach Smith told me to go. He's like, as long as I promised him that I would come back and finish my degree, and I did that by less than 95 and by 99. I went back every summer and got my degree. That's the downside of it. I was on bad teams, so we never were in the playoffs. So I was like, play the time to come back and finish it up. So super proud of that, man, and super proud of, you know, I mean, I didn't realize how much Coach Smith, you know, played into just everything, man. I appreciate him so much more afterwards, and you know, just all the lessons that he taught me, and definitely that big one, him and my mom. Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, if he does this, you make sure, you know, you come back and get this degree, and that was a happy day for me.
That's when you know they're a great coach. Not only are they teaching you all the X's and O's, they're still a mentor off the floor and somebody you look up to. I mean, that's great. That's what it's all about. All right, you played on a lot of teams with a lot of characters. I mean, we referenced Rasheed. I see all these guys on podcasts. I mean, I can't believe Stack and Barnes are so popular with the podcast. Like, if you'd have told me that 20 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, right. Like, they're going to be in the media. If you were to do a sit down with one guy who you think has the best stories, all right, of all the guys you played with, who would be the guy that you're selecting?
Oh, man, of all the guys that I played with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, man.
could be a coach.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, actually, I played with MJ and played with LeBron and played with them. But I honestly still, man, I enjoy listening to them. KG and Paul Pierce. I think that
KG's out of his mind.
That kid, man, are good as well. I like all the smoke, but KG, and I mean he's hysterical to me, and Paul as well. Those guys are some of the best storytellers that in the NBA. So I'd definitely probably getting on with those guys at some point for sure.
Has Draymond invited you onto his podcast?
Oh, that's right. Drake got a podcast too. I'm pretty sure I'll probably get on that at some point too. I'm just saying, I went and saw Dre a couple weeks ago in LA and spent a little time with him in the gym, man, just getting to know him a little bit. We've always had a lot of respect from afar. When I was in Detroit, he was really close with Joe Dumars, son. He used to come up and whatnot, but being able to build that rapport, man, he's the anchor of that defense, and that's where I'm hopefully going to spend a lot of time, and just wanted to vibe with him a little bit. So again, man, just great opportunity for all of us, and yep, hopefully just we can hit the ground running.
I feel like we could talk for another hour because there's so many questions I want to ask
man,
you.
But we're
talking hoops, man. We love talking hoops on the show. We love not the narrative stuff, but I do got to ask because Sheed was one of my favorite players growing up. What was it like being teammates with Rasheed Wallace? I mean, this guy is out there, right? Technical fouls or whatnot. He was. Did you always see that with him when you first? What was it like arriving on campus at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and your teammate is Rasheed Wallace as a freshman? Tell us about Rasheed.
Yeah. Man, she was. I taught Sheed how to drive. He couldn't drive coming from Philly, so I had my Blazer, and he was the first. I was like, man, get behind the wheel. He's driving with 2 feet. He got 1 foot on the gas and 1 on the brake. I'm like, oh, hell, no, you're going to kill us all, right? he was always fired. He was the best guy, man. He was the best teammate. I mean, he was always, voted. I mean, I guess I think Michael Jordan carried the camera, so it was always voted amongst the upperclassmen that who would, carry the camera. And she got selected to carry the camera. He just had that, greater rapport. But still, man, with the officials, when the game got on and there was a bad call, man, he would absolutely lose it. I mean, even in practice. So it wasn't just anything personal against the officials in the NBA. He was mad at Coach Guthridge. So it was just, I think it was just one of those things, man, but he got better at it. I mean, I think him and Coach had some conversations and, some of those early morning weighted vest sessions helped calm some of that down, but she was still going to be she, man. He's an unbelievable player, one of the best, power forwards I think the game has ever seen, and now he's sharing his opinion. I mean, not that I agree with all of them, but he's sharing his opinion.
He became that stretch four stack. He became that stretch four and stretch five.
He'd be better in today's game. Era. I think he'd be even better.
He'd be great in today's game.
I think he'd be awesome.
He'd be perennial.
Before you get out of here, on the current team, all right, if I took Steph off the board and I took Draymond off the board, who are you most excited to kind of work with on the Warriors team currently?
I like the young guys, man. I like Kaminga. Trace Jackson, I saw him just getting better. I mean, he came out of nowhere last year. I thought he was unbelievable for the team as a rookie. Just watching film on him, I think he has a lot of potential to, obviously he's playing a five, but when I saw him, I was like, man, you're not a five. You should think like you're a four. I mean, I think he could really sit down. I've watched him sit down and guard point guards in the summer league and on switches and things like that. Really excited about him, Moses Moody. Again, when I saw him when I was in L.A. as well, just the depth. Actually, he was at Arkansas, and just think of this young group. Pazinski, the things that he brings to the table, his toughness. Especially on the defensive side. I mean, having a young guy like that lead the league and charges taken, man, just a lot of promise. With these guys, and then with the vets that they added, Buddy and KA. I was with KA in Memphis, and he's just kind of a jack of all trades, a guy that you can plug into a lot of different positions, and you know, hopefully, you know, Buddy has softened the blow of losing, you know, losing Clay. You know, I mean, Clay has been a staple here for a long term, and being able to provide some shooting. So, man, it's across the board. And hopefully I hit them all. I mean, Looney, all these guys, man, just having an opportunity to see them up close and personal. I'm excited to get going. I think a lot of them are coming in town next week, and we're going to start the build.
Yeah, D'Anthony Melton as well, coming over from Philadelphia by way of Memphis. He's a tough guard who could defend his butt off, and
yeah,
he can shoot the three.
Yeah,
and,
about him, man. Yeah. He can do a lot of things, man. They're probably, I mean, and I miss him. I'm supposed to be in charge of defense, and that's the best defender. and I didn't even mention him. So no. Again, a lot of pieces that I think that we've got a chance to put together, and hopefully be special again.
Nah, there's a lot to like with this team. Looney looks like he's in great shape as well. And, Coach, we can't wait to talk to you even more, man. Jerry Stackhouse is assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. Like, we're Shasky and I are 41 years old, so we remember your old playing days. Felt like we watched your entire career, and it's crazy to see you as a coach now. Mm-hmm. But we're excited, man. We can't wait to see what you bring to the table. Coach of these youngsters, we're excited about Kuminga. We're excited to see what they can do with Steph and Dre and get back into the playoffs. Coach, man, a lot of fun, man. Best of luck to you this season. Good to have you on our side.
Appreciate you, fellas. Take care.
Great stuff. Anytime. Jerry Stackhouse here on the River Islands guest line, man. Jerry Stackhouse on the River Islands guest line.
Could have done 5 hours with him.
I mean, unbelievable, right? Unfreaking believable. Jerry Stackhouse, assistant coach. Don't forget, folks, general public, it's your time to get tickets today. Also, the mini plans with the NBA Cup, Warriors single game tickets going on sale. Go to warriors.com/mini plans. Warriors.com/mini plans. You can get all that information.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.